gypsy play. Magic fingers play.
You're the most ridiculous person I've ever met in my life. You have no sense of anything. You're irrational. You can't do anything with any forethought at all. You're just a big ignoramus. That's what you are.
Yeah, well, you never... Yeah? You never liked me?
I never liked you.
And...
You know why?
You know what that is? That's why.
Well, you know why I'm mad most of the time? It's very difficult being an only child.
Mom gave you it. You got to have a dog, and I didn't have a dog. And
I had a beautiful dog.
And you had all the kids.
Bicycle too.
You had a bicycle too, and
you had a scooter, a broken down scooter. You had my old scooter. I had a new bike.
And didn't have any wheels on it.
I didn't stop you though. You used to play on it.
Yeah, but none of the kids like me. And Dickie Smothers had a dog, and I had to play by myself in the backyard. He used to sit around in the backyard and draw in the dirt and things like that. You got to have a dog, because Mom gave you a dog, and I didn't get a dog. I had a chicken. It's no fun playing with a chicken all the time. We didn't even bark. I said, bark, chicken, you better bark! That chicken, he retrieved. But he wouldn't. He wouldn't bark. I tried to make him bark. So I ate him. You can't even say
that you're ever nice and... Now, wait a minute, that's untrue.
Now, I never got to be monitor, and you guys used to steal my milk money. because nobody liked me.
That isn't true, but I'll tell you one thing. Nobody would steal your milk money if you didn't leave your purse lying around. Just shush up. Now, you've been saying a lot of things that aren't true. You said nobody ever played with you, ever. You used ever.
That is right. I was by myself.
That means never.
That's right.
And you were asked to play. The reason they left you alone is because once they asked you to play with them.
We all asked you to play with us. You didn't ask me to play.
You're out of your mind. We did too, and you played with us.
Just that one time you let me play with you. We got to play hide and go seek.
That's right.
But I was it. I looked for you guys for 4 months, and I didn't...
We'd like to try and change the pace now and sing a ballad for you, but it poses one problem. You see, the song I'd like to sing for you is about 2.5 minutes long, and my brother's attention span is 1.5 minutes.
Oh, yeah? That's my snappy comeback.
This particular song is entitled That's My Song, and it's a story of a man who finds himself aging a little bit. He's had a long life, a hard life, and he's worked very, very hard, but he's never accomplished anything. The reason is because every time he hears that old freight train whistle, that's his song. It's been a long life, done a whole lot of working, had a hard time, but I'm always learning, been a good life, but there's still that yearning. that's my song, that's my song. Sometimes I wonder, but I don't think I'm mistaken. Getting tired now, all this time I've wasted waiting all alone now. Got no folks and no relations, that's my song, that's my song. I wish I knew who I am and where I'm going. Tried my best, but I still ain't made my show. And all I know is when the freight train whistles blow, and that's my song, that's my song. There's still that yearning, that's my song, that's my song, that's my song, that's my song. My brother, in his off time when he's not performing, he's a very devout student of American history, and he knows almost everything there is to know, many facets. In fact, he has a very many faceted mind, and he...
That's true, I have many facets. Go ahead and ask... Go ahead, Dickie Smothers, go ahead
You're
and ask...
You're very unusual.
You go ahead and ask me about whatever... You go ahead and ask me whatever you want.
Okay, how many facets do you have?
Mom always liked you best. I know a lot about history in the...
Okay,
more
what
than,
do you know?
More than anybody, and you could go ahead and ask me anything, because I know about history.
I know you do, and before I ask you a question, I want to compliment you, Tom, for being so humble. You're a very humble person. With all this knowledge,
That's
you're
true.
Humble. Yes. What do you know, very briefly, to start things off, what do you know about the Pilgrims, just in a little nutshell?
The pilgrims came, the travel-weary pilgrims sailed from the old world, seeking out the new world, a world which was little known about. Travel-weary people in the small wooden ships toss about unmercifully on the Atlantic Ocean, tossing and on the Atlantic Ocean. Sick, they got sick, a lot of them got sick. After they set off on July 6th, 1723, to reach the New World. Yes, 1726, and July 7th, they set off across the windswept Atlantic Ocean, heading for the New World. And their faith began to wane as months ran into...
Couldn't run into years.
Months ran into weeks, and there was over... There was over many months. Land ho was the cry as they came upon the new world. Oh, great relief. Oh, great relief did they feel as they came upon the new world and came upon Plymouth Rock.
Right.
Big, slimy rock. And they parked their boats at Plymouth Rock, and these travel-weary pilgrims got out on the rock and whoop!
Right on their buckles.
Fell right on their buckles.
Those pilgrims did have a lot of buckles.
Yeah.
Tommy, now that we know you know about the pilgrims, how about a legendary hero such as Johnny Appleseed?
Johnny Appleseed, oh yes. Johnny Appleseed. Many of us... As Americans, a lot of us don't realize the great debt we owe Johnny Appleseed, a small, diminutive man with a great orange bag stuffed with over 7 million apple seeds in these bags. This was this orange bag, and it, 'Twas he who introduced the apple to America. Before Johnny Appleseed in 1743, there was the apples were not known here in America. And 'twas he who traipsed across the width and breadth of America. Skelter-helter went the apple seeds as he reached in his orange bag, and the apple seeds sprang up in the great orchards. And years after, when the great wagon trains were moving westward in the westward migration, there was many excited exclamation of astonishment would pass the lips of these pioneers of yesteryear as they happened chance upon an apple orchard. Wow, that must be an apple orchard! That's the work of Johnny Appleseed. Little man with the orange bag.
Did you say...
Do you like to thank that guy?
Yeah. Did you say he introduced the apple tree to this continent?
That's right. Nobody had ever seen apples until Johnny Appleseed.
So there were no apples and no apple trees over here at all?
No, not until Johnny Appleseed introduced the apples,
But when he went around the country, there were no trees and no apples. And so where did he get his seeds?
The good fairy gave him the seeds. She said not to tell anybody. Johnny Appleseed kind of walked funny anyway, a little tiny. Magic fingers. There once was a man who was none too good, and then I'd say he's none too bad. Times he is mighty good for a spell, and times he go out and he raise a little hell. Mediocre Fred. Mediocre Fred. Fred went to work from 8 to 5, and he punched a clock to show his alive. Went to church every Sunday morn. Sometimes he wondered why he was born. Mediocre Fred. Mediocre dull Fred. Fred went to the movies every Saturday night, liked to watch TV and the Western fights. And he paid his taxes most every year, and on a hot summer day, why, he drank a little beer. Exciting, mediocre Fred. Mediocre Fred. Well, the days went by all dull and gray, and he didn't think much and had little to say. And when the full moon rose, he'd climb over the moat, find some people sleeping, and he'd bite their throats. Mediocre Fred. Mediocre dull Fred. This is a song entitled The Military Lovers.
Do you love me as much as I love you, as much as I love you? Do you love me as much as I love you, as much as I love you? Do you love me as much as I love you, as much as I love you? Love me as much as I love you. Yes, sir, I do.
All folk songs aren't about hangings or murders or killings and robberies or disasters and earthquakes and everything. There are some happy songs.
Cave-ins?
They're not all about cave-ins, because some are actually happy.
Some
tell about heroes and exciting things.
Some are about diseases.
That isn't a happy song. I'm trying to show both sides of the thing, Tom. There are unhappy songs, tragedies, and there are happy songs.
Yeah, but there's some songs about diseases. Some folks.
I've never heard a folk song about a disease. Have you ever heard a song about a plague?
Well, no. there's folk songs about diseases.
You just say that because you think everybody's going to take it for a fact.
Well,
right,
that's
prove it. Tell me a song. What disease is there a song about? Come on. Come on. Boom, boom. Right now.
What about the measles song?
The measles song? What kind of measles song?
It's called the German measles song.
Is it a polka or something?
The German measles song. You heard the German measles song?
I've heard of the German measles, but I haven't heard of a German measles song. Why don't you sing it?
Have you heard of the German measles
song? No.
Oh, maybe there isn't one.
I don't know what we're talking about. Sing it, please.
When the measles struck.
Ouch.
As you can see, we're in need of a song with some direction and some meaning. We need a song with some depth and some substance to it. And I think we could best do this by singing a love song. And we have one that we think fills the bill. It's about two individuals whose love is genuine, unselfish, and true, powerful. Yet the relationship was severed suddenly, tragically, and most permanently.
That's too bad.
Yet you know...
thing like that.
Yet you know through the lyrics of this song that a love as great and as powerful as theirs will last and last and last forever.
That's true. They will last forever.
That's right.
In the lyrics of these songs, telling so poignantly and so powerfully.
Poignantly is the word, poignant.
So poignantly and powerfully. These lyrics were originally a poem written by one of America's most beloved poemists.
Wait a minute, what did you say?
One of America's most beloved poemists.
That is not right. You know it's not, the word isn't poemist.
No, I don't.
Well, I was trying to give an introduction for a serious song.
Well, that's a...
Well, why do you do that?
Well, I didn't...
If you're in doubt, Tommy, don't just say the word and wait for the consequence. Ask me.
What is the word for one who writes poems?
It's a poet writer.
A poet writer?
Yeah. Any idiot knows
Boy.
That.
Boy, you're as dumb as I am. Good thing I didn't ask him a couple other questions I had.
All right, the word happens to be poet. Now use it.
This was originally a poem, serially. This was originally a poem written by one of America's most beloved poets, the wonderful Jack Freeze.
Frost.
Jack Frost.
Robert Frost.
Robert Frost. We put this song to music. We put this beautiful song to music, this beautiful poem to music, to one of the world's most beloved classical works. Very beautiful, Clyde Debussy's Clair de Groom. Clyde Debussy's Boom to Boom. Clyde Debussy's Clair de Boom.
Canary died. His cheery warble is still. Gone is the trill since my canary.
he was molting and looked revolting.
I drink much more than I should. I'm just no good. Since my canary died.
Oh, my canary. My life is so empty without this, your sweet song echoing to my house. That cat. I know you're somewhere up in bird heaven, flying around up there in bird heaven. I miss you, canary. How do you like bird heaven? I took that cat and I threw him down. But he always lands on his feet. But I threw him down once, my sweetheart. 10 stories. Landed on his feet. Sure got flapped, though. Went down to see how he was, and I saw him waddling up the stairs going, quack, quack, quack.
I know he flies in paradise.
Instead of tweeting, he dropped a greeting all over the cat.
I sit alone in my flat. I just killed my cat.